and welcome to radio.dominican.edu. Hello and good evening on this hotter than Hades Tuesday night. You're listening to The Bare Necessities at radio.dominican.edu. I'm your host, Miss DJ Nova, along with
DJ Leo.
So here we are tonight, you guys. So this is the first show we're starting. We got kicked back a couple nights, but it's no biggie. Let's start off tonight by talking about some interesting facts. So, okay, you remember the Terminator 2?
Yes.
Okay, so did you know that in the Terminator 2, Schwarzenegger only spoke 700 words and was paid almost $700 million? He made so much money per word. Isn't that ridiculous?
That is ridiculous. I really think I should be doing that job.
So for those of you that don't know me, which none of you do, but that's okay. So I'm a riding instructor. I don't get paid $1 million to speak. If you were to think about how many words I say in 1 hour, which I'm sure most of my students probably want me to shut up half the time, I'd probably get paid about 1 cent a word. I'd like to get paid $1 million a word.
Yeah, I think that's definitely everybody's ultimate goal, really.
I'm going to start demanding that. Hey, Linda, let me get $1 million a word. She'd look at me like I'm crazy. I mean, if you think about it. Okay, here's another thing. Listeners, can you lick your elbow? Try it.
Is everybody trying it right now? Oh, Caitlin.
I can't do it. I can't. It's horrible. Do you know that 2% of the world has green eyes?
Interesting. I believe that. I believe that.
Justin has green eyes. That's my boyfriend. If he's listening, thank you for listening. You're probably the only listener. Hi, Justin. Shout out.
My number one fan.
I know, right? Justin's probably laughing at home now. By the way, I left my phone in your car, so if you need to text us, Justin, let us know for being absolutely ridiculous, you can text Ariel. I'm not putting that phone number out there. let's see what else. Okay. So, by the way, I'm just kind of free-falling it right now. We're just kind of getting a little easy into our radio show. Okay, so eBay. Everybody knows eBay. My grandma is obsessed with eBay. I remember when I was living at her house, like every day a new package would come from FedEx. And finally, I knew the guy by the like first letter of his name pretty much. I was like, hey, FedEx man, how's it going? And then they stopped coming when my grandma's dog bit him. And then they kept leaving packages outside. So eBay, all right?
From the Wild West.
Right? No, this dog was insane. She'd be like, I'm really friendly, but I'm really not. And then she bit him. So it was a scratch, but still, the guy was a pansy. He should meet one of my horses at Miwok.
Can I just say, I feel like a very small person right now. This is my first time sitting in this lovely chair, and my feet don't even touch the ground. Yep.
You know what's weird? The whole padded wall thing, this was not like this last time I was here. I kind of feel like I could be wearing Velcro and run and jump as fast and high as I could, and I would stick to the walls.
Yeah, that would be
And if
awesome.
If you were like on drugs of some sort, the walls would so be moving right now. I mean, they're really trying hard as far as like decorating the place, but like padded walls, come
on.
They've
got kind of good stains on them too to make it look a little
it's good. I mean, it's really different and they kind of moved it around. See, when I was here before, it was kind of like a giant desk in the middle. So this is nice. I mean, it gives a kind of like a centralized look, I guess. It's very professional. Good job, Stu. All right, back to eBay. So on eBay, the most expensive item ever sold was a 408-foot luxury yacht. This was advertised in 2006. Guess how much it went for?
How much?
$168 million. Can I ask you, how do people come up with this money? Like, I, you know, it's funny, like Justin and I are now talking about, like, mortgage and this, that, and the other, and I'm even freaking out about, oh, yeah, we can buy a house for $500,000. Where are we going to get $500,000 when all I make a year is $24,000?
I know. It's completely screwed up in this.
And everyone's like, yeah, buy. It'd be great. No. It's not good. I don't have that kind of money.
That is actually the one investment that I think is actually kind of strange. I can't see any logic in it whatsoever when I look at it.
I mean, the thing is that, like, I mean, I guess because I rent my mom's apartment, I kind of get it, but I just kind of feel like, I mean, for me, I just kind of want to paint my own walls. Justin won't let me paint or decorate or put a headboard up.
That's the reason for the $500,000, right?
That's it. That's it. I want to paint the wall a color and with glitter. Like right now, I'm sure Justin's going to kill me, or he already knows this, but in our room, I took glow-in-the-dark paint, which is supposedly latex and comes off.
Doesn't.
No, it doesn't. I mean, we did it one of our drunken nights, but that's totally fine. But still, it was just like, I was going to wash it off the other day because I was like, maybe we should just start from new and paint all the walls.
We need glitter, too.
And glitter. Well, it's really cool when you turn the lights off. It does look like, I mean, my room looks like I already have a kid. So we're set as far as decorating. Like, who needs, you know, when the like thing over the crib, like all the stars and stuff like that? I've got that over my bed that I made myself. And the kid needs like stars all over the place. Don't worry. I've got that too. I've got like four moons painted on my wall. We're good to go. So, you know, it's, but I was like sitting there with one of those, what are the white little pads that they advertise? And it's got the bald guy, Arm and Hammer.
Like
the magic eraser thing, right? That's a lie. Like, I need like a Brillo pad. Like, I'm sitting there going like, and I'm just like, oh crap. I've just put a hole in the wall. Oh, look. And then I got the brilliant idea thinking like, I originally like thought I was going to like small, like trace a moon. So it would be perfect. And thinking that the paint would just cover it up. No. And then I tried to erase it. And I guess that.
See, I love all your brilliant ideas.
It's horrible. So, like, when you're drunk, it doesn't work. Like, it doesn't cut. So I've decided that interior decorating is not my thing. It's just not my thing. You know those people that like can like walk into a room and they're like, I foresee it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I foresee it. I can see like pink walls with pretty tchotchke stuff. And I'm just like, I see a white wall. I like IKEA.
Yeah, I mean, they've got some good designs, right?
Right? I'm like, can we just import this whole room into my space?
Yeah.
And then let's make sure everything is nailed to the floor so the dog can't get the pillow.
I think you're a lot like me, Caitlin. Seriously.
No, it's a problem. We should actually talk about this. It's a problem. So, listeners, Ariel and I are slobs. Oh, Leo and I are slobs. It's a problem. No, we just have to admit it because I'm sure there are many other listeners out there because we have many of them. I'm sure Justin's like running up and down
the
stairs.
2% that's just women slobs.
No, I swear I don't have that genetic. I have so many other caring genetics. If I could just be the bread maker, I'd be freaking fine. But I just don't have the genetic. And your boyfriend, I've overheard, is a neat freak.
Yep. Definitely.
So is Justin.
Likes it clean. It's so funny because I sit over at DJ Nova's house.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Whatever. DJ Prego.
DJ Prego. I think that's what we're gonna start
calling me. By the way, everybody. Yeah, announcement. A pre-existing announcement. I'm pregnant. It's gonna be fun. You guys will be able to hear all my complaints and whatnot. And my, so Justin's probably going, oh my God, help us. It'll be great. It'll be fine. But anywho, continue. Your
back
boyfriend.
Back to the story. Anyways, yes. Every time I go over DJ Nova's house.
Isn't this going to be weird now? We have to start just calling each other this all the time.
Yeah. Totally.
It's all right. We'll figure it out. No one's listening right now, so I don't think. Well, maybe they are. Who knows?
We wonder if. Super fan.
Yeah, our super fan is listening, so DJ Justin. Let's continue.
Let's continue. Right. Okay, so what we were talking about, cleaning, right?
Cleaning.
Okay. So I go over there, and Justin will be scolding her sometimes on her cleaning habits.
God.
And I swear to God, I sit there just like, oh my gosh, I had the same exact conversation not less than like 2 days ago, you know?
It was hot today. I didn't want to do anything. It's horrible. Who wants to clean?
I'm actually really bad though. Like, I, you know, my car, people get into my car and they're like, you're a hoarder. You don't even throw trash away. I'm like, I just don't think about it.
No, I just decide to not clean. That's how I work. That's how I roll. This thing is broken. I don't like this thing. My Stuart, if you're listening, my microphone is limp. Keeps going down. It's very sad.
You can't excite your microphone enough to make it stand
up. I need to excite my microphone. Ooh. Dustin, I'm exciting my microphone. Hers is fine.
All right, back to PG.
I just can't get it to stand up.
Some alone time.
This is horrible. Okay, Stuart. You can just fix it. No, I don't want to hold it, though. I want it to stand straight up.
Poor Justin.
Oh, poor Justin. Okay. This is... Oh, okay. So, this is not true for you or I.
Okay.
It may be for other women. The average woman spends 1 year of her lifetime trying to decide what to wear.
Yeah, not me either.
Nope, not either.
I'm not an interior... I haven't been any of the things you've listed thus far.
Nope. Interior designer. Nope. I mean, okay. Like today I was flipping out because I'm gaining all this water weight. Like when I stepped on the scale at the OBG place, I was like, I don't want to look. And I looked. Holy God. I was like, really? I just lost 60 pounds and now we're now we're gaining it back in like the worst places possible. And I like wear all these like stretchy pants that I bought all my skinny jeans and stuff. Nope, those aren't going on anymore. I'm talking spandex, American Apparel, and I, and Ross, our friends. If it's got a waistband with no zipper, we're good. That's where I'm at right now.
You're too funny. Yep. I just go for anything that's under $10, really. That's kind of my, like, price range.
Oh, you're on the price range thing. I'm on the, if it makes my butt look smaller, we're good. And if it fits, and if I can afford it.
Mm. Right.
I mean, $10. It's all going to end up on the floor anyway.
Right. Because we're both slobs.
It's just how it works. If it gets folded, I forget about it.
It's true. And then it gets wrinkled somehow. Like, even if you spend all this time folding clothes and putting it away, right? It still ends up on the floor wrinkled somehow.
Dog hair is in my drawers. Dog hair is on the floor. Dog hair is on my dog.
See, the way I see it is it's all about organization, right? So if you're an organizer and you're trying to find the most efficient way to do something, you don't get up and spend half your life folding clothes when you could just leave them on the ground.
See, I'm blessed with a boyfriend who does my laundry on Sundays and cleans obsessively. In my mind, it's equal. In his mind, it's not. We have talked about this, and I'm sure you're going to get a bing on your text message when I say this. I want to hire a freaking cleaning lady.
Yeah.
I will cut back on all my Starbucks. Look, he's probably, I can hear him right now from San Rafael. Like, so I mean, Nova. I can, you didn't hear right, and just, we're over it. DJ Brego. I mean, for me, it's like, if I cut back on all of the Starbucks I drink, I could afford a cleaning lady every other week, and our relationship would be so much better, in my opinion.
Just by Via.
Just let me do it. Hey, if we crack that window, by the way, because, I mean, is that going to be too hot? Oh, you got to actually unlock it. That's how that works. Right. If it's cool. If not, if it's cooler, people, it is so hot in this room. I can't even begin to tell you. I'm having...
fan just tuned
Diddy,
in.
Diddy. Ah! Who is nuts, Justin? That's who I want to know. Uh-oh. I don't know how to work your phone.
All right.
But anywho. So first radio show. Yeah. So now are you... This one... I almost gave this one a barf bag before we came in.
Yeah.
It's not so bad, is it?
Okay. I'm easing into it. I won't lie.
It's really fun. It's just wait till we get more people nervous, on and we have like the hen house. We should have a hen house day.
Okay.
Where you bring in a bunch of people and you get topics. It's actually hilarious. It'd be good. People
like
that
word.
Are listening right now, you should actually... I don't even know what the phone number... Oh, wait. I do have a phone number and I actually know how to answer it. So if you're listening right now and you do want to put something in or you want to talk about something, you can put our radio station phone number is 415-482-3587. Justin, don't call because you're just going to yell at me about cleaning or text Ariel. But you could call in actually if you really wanted to. I'll say it one more time. It's 415-482-3587. Okay, back to this. Okay. Let's see. All right. So YouTube. Now this is... I got this all from Facebook, and so supposedly there's over 2 billion videos on YouTube, okay? It would take a person over 400 years to watch all the videos.
Wow.
And that's just not including like ones that are being uploaded like right now.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that's a long period of time. Definitely, I don't know if I would dedicate some time to YouTube like that.
Well, so you know
I do
what?
Have my ways.
I think we're ready for a mini break. What do you think?
I'm in.
Yeah. All right, you guys. So this is DJ Nova and Leo, and we're gonna take a quick break. And you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back after this song. Talk to you guys soon.
Something about 6 whole years.
Guess what? We're back. No, I love that song. Don't you remember? Like, it's funny. There was this one movie, and I can't remember it now. I think it, I don't know, but it had, like, all this, like, awesome music in it. And I heard my mom was playing it on the radio. Not the radio, but, like, on her CD thing. And it just remembered, like, it was that one movie that your parents always watched. My parents are big movie people. Like, they're the kind of people that, like, rent a movie every night. And Justin can totally attest to this. Like, Justin and I are the kind of person that you just, like, want to turn the TV on. And I'm actually big on, like, this is what we're going to watch. We're going to watch this. Like, America's Next Top Model and I, if only I was 5'11". Like, 6 foot would be great.
Right.
But then I couldn't ride all the ponies.
She is my boyfriend, 6'4".
No, Justin. Well, I don't wear heels to begin with. So, do you wear heels?
Very on rare occasion.
If I could go barefoot everywhere,
I know,
would.
Right? I used to live in Hawaii, man. That's how we did things.
Barefoot. Well, what about no shoes?
I'm not wearing shoes right now, actually.
I'm barely here. I'll kick mine off too. Then
I
we'll
took
be.
Off my flip flops long ago.
But what about, like, okay, so in Hawaii, if you are, okay, you know how, like, sometimes you walk into stores, it says, like, no shoes, no shirt, no service?
Yeah, they have, like, the opposite signs.
Do you know, okay, no, remember shoes, that Kenny no Chesney song? Do you listen to country at all?
No.
No, okay, so there's this Kenny Chesney song. I wish I could bring it up right now. It's like, no shoes, no shirt, no problem. So my mom's adorable. And she, like, I used to love Kenny Chesney. He was, like, my, like, kind of mini crush before I found out how old he was. And then he started dating that Renee Zellweger person. And I was like, you're gross now. I think I actually got married. But they, like, he had that song, no shoes, no shirt, no problems. And my mom was like, no shoes, no shirt, no service. And I was like, Mom, oh, it's a
visitor.
It's a we have a bug visitor. Go away.
Can't you know how to
it's
use
a termite. It's a termite.
Dial the number.
Okay, people, if I start running and screaming, it's not my problem.
It's all right. I'll stay here with you guys. Okay. Don't worry. It's just a moth. And
no, it's not. It's a termite.
You're right. It is a termite.
It's a termite. Great.
Well, Dominican, I'm sure you'll get right on that.
Good. Well, with the amount. Okay, I can't say that. Never mind. Shh. Do. Okay. Article? Preschooler? Are we going to talk about preschooler? Oh my God, this is a great song, you guys. Please tell me you remember this song. Okay, the termite is coming. I'm going to hit it.
It likes you.
This is like the song that, like, they played at, like, my, like, fifth grade, like, slow song.
Oh, gosh.
Seriously.
I was never invited to that.
can't you just see us like arm length boy to boy or boy and girl?
It's like eighth grade.
Fifth grade. What a feeling. This is like awesome. Okay, now we're going back to this. Okay, so an article I found on iVillage.com. God, this song is so awesome.
Just okay. Wait to the chorus, then you'll really want to blast it. Just talk
what
now.
What a feeling. Okay, so I got to tell you this. So the reason why this article really caught me was because, see, it's a song. We really have to listen to this now. See, it's like awesome. I know everybody's dancing at home.
What a feeling.
Oh, my God. Okay, I can't. What? So a deaf preschooler, so this is actually, this was a special school, we're going to call it that, I don't have the actual word for what they call a deaf school, but a deaf preschooler was asked to change his name sign because the sign looked too much like a gun.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing, I mean, when do you separate disability from, like, people in society are just strange
but
idiots.
But wait, isn't that the, like, sign language language, or did he just make that up himself? Like, how does that work exactly? How does he get his name? Isn't
okay,
it, like,
so
isn't it a preset of, like, hand signals?
Well, this is in Grand Island, Nebraska. God, this song is so awesome. I'm so sorry. What a feeling.
She'll be distracted for the next one.
This person's stupid. Who, you know, I just can't believe this teacher. So, okay, so I'll tell you what the article is. So, the Grand Island, Nebraska, a school district, is forcing a three-year-old deaf boy to change the way he signs his name because they say his gestures violated their weapon policy. It's freaking deaf. I think at some point people just need to pull their society out of their pants and get over it. So his name is Hunter, and he personalized his name sign. So I guess that, like, when I don't know if I mean, I'm not, I don't know anyone that's deaf, and I don't want to say anything.
I think that's a First Amendment. Everybody has the right to express themselves in a free speech. That's speech.
Well, I mean,
who was that teacher that I took last semester? She'd be all over this. What was her name?
Oh, Pelegi.
No, not Pelegi. The one. Never mind.
Sorola.
Not Sorola. Never mind. I'll think about her. I'm really sorry if you're listening. I'll remember you in a minute. I promise.
What class was this?
It was the First Amendment class, like the. She's an awesome teacher. I did a couple of Skype sessions because she's a long-distance teacher. She's awesome. What's her name?
Lori.
Yeah.
Lori.
Uh-oh, she's gonna throw a bug,
you guys. It's so scary. They bite. Lori.
Broadcasting live from the danger zone.
Danger zone. Caitlin's in. Okay, no. Voltaire. Voldemort. Not Voldemort.
That's definitely not her name.
Okay, so anyway, back to this guy. Lori Voldemort. It is a V, though. It's a Volkmir.
Oh,
it is Voldemort.
That's what you said.
I think I probably called
Lori
you that one.
Volkman something.
Volkman. It is that Schreider. Volkman Schreider, something like that. I don't know. But anyway, we like her. She failed me. It's okay. I didn't do very well.
I know. I'm the class was ridiculous. If she was like a teacher of like art, it would be awesome.
I guess. She'd freak me out, though. Ooh, they're going to play Boogie Wonderland in a minute. If this is Footloose, I'm going to have a fit.
It is. Uh-oh. Guys.
This is like perfect music.
What is this, 80s or 90s?
I'm so into this. I want to tell you guys that when I, except Set Fire to the Rain, we're passing. So, when I first came into here, right, I specifically brought my own music because it was death metal.
Ooh. Is that a Stewart thing?
I don't know, Stewart. Is it a Stewart thing? I don't know.
I mean, like, who uploads the music? That's the question. Wouldn't it be
it? It was Stewart, but then, like, right before I left, because I graduated, I'm out.
Not your jurisdiction anymore, Dominican.
No.
Not your jurisdiction.
Now I'm just on your radio show.
She's back again.
I'm back. I'm alive. Yeah, hold on. Ready?
She's dancing for all those who can't see you right now.
No, we need a webcam. No, we don't need a webcam.
We don't need a webcam.
Okay, I'm sorry, people.
Keep
we'll
PG.
Get back to the story.
Back to the story.
No, it's so exciting. I love music. It's awesome. Okay, so this kid had to change his name sign. Justin's probably rolling over right now and going, these people are insane. Justin, how are we doing, by the way?
Text us.
Text
please.
Us, please.
Give us an update.
Or call in and say, tell us to stop. Okay, so supposedly, so what this kid did, he had a registered sign with the signing exact English. It was a modified form of the American Sign Language, which involved extending the index finger. And that district says it resembles a gun.
Yeah, that's a free speech thing. They could actually probably sue because this kid got away with wearing like the Bong Hits for Jesus t-shirt.
Oh my God, he got away with it.
They took it to the Supreme Court and he won. Lori Volkmann, you'd be so proud right now.
There you go.
Yep. Yep. She would be. I feel like we should call her.
Where do you?
Let's Skype her.
Right. Where do we stop? I mean,
I'm serious. I don't think that they would be able to keep that one down in the Supreme Court. I don't. It's like freedom of speech. If he created the speech and he's given the artistic freedom to make up his own sign name, I think he's well within his rights.
I think if a kid
the
is...
The lawyer in me is coming out. I'm
is
sorry.
Right. Go. Lori's student.
I know, right? She taught me everything I need to know. I could be a full-fledged lawyer now.
I'll just teach horses and be like, that's my lawyer friend. But here's the deal. Like, this is the part that I actually have a problem with society. It's like, where do we cut the line? I mean, seriously, like, is it... Do we just say that people with special needs aren't applicable with this? Because honestly, a person with... I'm trying to not say anything and be not PC, but I can't really not be PC and say this. I mean, people that are on have a normal like life, do I even want to know what he said?
He just told us that we need to focus. I think we're getting off topic.
No, but this is why our show is amazing. Justin, just relax.
Okay. We're still open to the feedback, Justin. Keep texting.
Yeah, we're down with the constructive criticism, Daddy. But still.
No, he said nice things too. I'm sorry.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you, honey. Love you. See you at 8:30. Are you coming over for dinner, by the way?
If Justin will cook me food.
Justin, cook us food when we get home. He's such a good boyfriend, you guys. He puts up with so much stuff. I know.
He even
my
feeds me, dude. I feel like they're a strange child.
I think his name should be Mr. Mom.
Wait, wasn't that like a Hulk Hogan kind of outfit?
Mr. Mom.
Wasn't that like an 80s movie? Like,
No. That was the one with Junior, with Arnold Schwarzenegger, where he takes pills and becomes pregnant and has a baby named Junior.
Oh, I gotta watch that movie, dude. It's been a while.
I think we might have to Netflix that
one. I know, right? Just keep it playing.
Oh, this is a good song, the Foo Fighters walk thing, but I'm really up for Boogie Wonderland next. That's
can
what
we
I'm.
Skip songs?
No, like, no, I don't think we can. But
try
still.
Clicking it. See what happens.
I don't want to touch it. I'm scared.
Yeah,
of it.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Maybe we can ask him later.
No, I'll be like, Stuart, let me pick your mind. All right. Do you have anything you want to share? But anywho, so I guess that right now, about to just end the story, I don't think they've solved it. I've actually been trying to keep up with it, and I haven't seen anything. So.
Okay, talking about YouTube.
Yes.
Okay, so I watched the most craziest video. So apparently in Temecula, California.
Where's Temecula? Is that down by L.A.?
Kind of, yeah. It's like more like in between L.A. and San Diego kind of area. Or maybe it's even lower than San Diego.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm not brushed up on my geography right now.
Kidding me?
My bad. I'll study for next time. Anyways, so this BMW, I mean, like, I wouldn't personally drive my BMW into an Apple store.
That's
but, you know, that's
buying
me.
A BMW for us right now is just like buying a Maserati. It's just
like,
not going to happen.
You don't really need all those iPads, do you? Because doesn't the BMW cost more in damage? Anyways, so wait, I'm telling the beginning. This is how I do things. Sorry, I totally always screw up the
Welcome
story.
Welcome to the land of spiderwebs, people.
I know. Yeah, my boyfriend came up with a special name to describe the fact that I can't stay on topic. It's called spiderwebbing, but it's actually kind of cool. He's an awesome boyfriend. He actually gave me the game where I have to, if I start spiderwebbing, I have to tell the end of the spiderweb and then start from the beginning. He's awesome.
Oh my God, I would never be able to keep track of that.
It's crazy. I get off on crazy topics. One day I'll explain a spider web if it happens. You guys will understand.
Huh. Continue.
Anyways.
BMW.
Right. BMW. There we go. Spider web.
Thank you. Go.
Anyways.
Go.
So this BMW rams into the back of this Apple store. And like, it doesn't just go through glass. It's not like one of those Apples that are just glass doors. This thing has like a total...
Like in the ghetto part, and it like it's made like the grill on the walls.
Yeah, but it's not even like a grill. Like it's like a higher class Apple grill, you know. And but like basically, you see this car just trying to ram its way through, and it finally gets through. And then
the car goes in
multiple times?
Yeah, like, oh, just ramming the door. And so finally they get in and they drive so far in that the back part of the gate actually hits, like falls down past the car. So they're like stuck in there.
Are there people inside?
Yeah, they're like trying to rob the Apple store. Like that was their goal. They were going to ram it at Apple store.
Oh, good one, while it's open.
Oh, no, it was totally closed.
But there are people inside.
No, there was nobody inside. Sorry, did I not specify that?
No.
No, there's, oh, I thought you were saying there are people inside the car. I was like, yeah.
Oh. Spiderweb. No, are there people inside? So they did this when it was closed.
When it was closed, when the gate was down, right?
Oh.
Yeah, so they crashed
into
Apple.
They're so stupid.
Right, and the funniest thing is, like, they're grabbing all the Apple products, and they all are connected by deadbolts. So he's basically walking out with, like, almost half the table because they don't come apart that easily. And he gets back and tries to get back in the car, and the guy's trying to, like, reverse to get out and just can't get out. Like, he's stuck there. He rams the thing, like, maybe 15 times and finally gets out, and the guy like barely gets out underneath, not in the car, and then drives off. It was crazy.
But here's the thing though, like Apple got really smart and they have serial numbers for each of their products, and you have to enter them in no matter what it is for, like, I mean, whatever you have.
They even went the next level, dude. Apple actually has this thing called Apple Plug, guys. I should be paid for this. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not that.
Boogie Wonderland.
On my start to $1 million a word.
No, I know, right? Right?
Yeah, anyways, gotta start somewhere, guys. Gotta start somewhere. But Apple has this thing called, it's not Mobile Me anymore. It's like iCloud, where it says called Find My Phone. So you can actually, if you sign your phone up for it, like anytime it's connected to the internet, it will like tell you where your phone is. So you can actually like go get it, number one. And number two, you can turn your phone off so that the serial number will never, ever be able to be used.
I have a Droid.
I know.
And half the time, I don't even know where it is, and it's not even on.
Oh, he's saying that we're cutting out. Sorry, fans.
Oh.
If we have any.
Justin, is it cutting out like Blippi, or is it cutting out like you can't hear her? That's what I needed to know, because I actually should be online with Stuart. Maybe I should actually just click on it and see what he says. Anywho. Okay, can I do my next story?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so this is really funny. So, oh, wait. Okay, did you hear about the lady in San Rafael that almost got squished by a car during Farmer's Market 2 weekends ago?
No.
Okay, so...
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh.
It is kind of funny. Okay, so Bordenave is... So Bordenave's, right, which is by across from the Mayflower.
They call it Naves.
Naves.
The Mayflower's in San Rafael.
Yeah.
Is it Naves
and... No. Bordenave's.
Oh.
Bordenave's is a bread shop. So there were some drunk drivers in Bordenave. It's driving down the road. And so it kind of like there's a street that's like comes up next to the Mayflower, next to the tire shop. They didn't turn. They rammed straight into the bug. Ah!
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's like the ongoing.
My God, it's going to eat me. It likes me. Okay,
what
so.
What happens when we open the window?
Well, I'm going to have batting practice with a bug. Okay, so.
Should we take a break so you can kill it?
No. Let me finish the story first, and then we'll go on a break. Okay, so car smashing into Apple Store. This is how this is connected. Oh, my God. Now I'm jumping. Okay, so...
It's crawling up your leg.
It's not. It's not getting fresh with me. My mic is finally standing up, and now I'm telling a story. Okay, so this woman was actually slammed into Bordenave's because a car squished her. A drunk driver from the farmer's market that happens on 4th Street smushed her. We should look the article up, but I'm going to do that on the break. All right, you guys, this is TJ Nova and our random spider webbing.
Yeah, and she's about to go kill something. Yeah. Like,
I need to go kill something.
We'll be back, and she'll be a murderer.
So this is radio.dominican.edu, guys. Don't go anywhere. This is Boogie Wonderland by Earth, Wind, and Fire. finally found a song that Ariel likes.
I know, seriously, dear. Like, this song is just making my day better. Because I really can't always get what I want.
Hey, can you believe it's been 45 minutes?
I can't believe I made it through 45 minutes, dude. Seriously. I'm like, you guys should see me coming in here. I was shaking.
By the way, an update on the bug. I'd like to let you all know I'm a humanitarian. Her. It landed on my thing. I handed her the book. I said, put it out the window.
No, you're Prince Charming over here.
I got that.
Carried your bug.
I thought you were going to throw my book out the window, and I was like, put out the window. I was like, overstatement, but you didn't. And I was like,
I'm like a dude with bugs.
Oh, man.
Just pick them up, put them outside.
No, see, so we have like a rat problem. There's no barn. Not at my house, at the stable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, honey, we sleep with rats.
Dude, I
its
have
name
a friend
is Mouse.
Who I will leave unnamed. But I went over to his house, and he lives in this garage type thing. It gets really cheap rent. And he lives in this garage.
Look, it's on the window, our bug.
This is us.
That's too bad.
Likes you.
I'm going to kill it. So do my my boyfriend says so too.
PG. Anyways.
Nun rule. Anyway, go ahead.
I was sleeping over at his house, right? And he, like, literally, I wake up in the middle of the night and there is a rat. Just like, he has one of those, like, see-through, like, fluorescent lighting, like, ceilings.
Yep. Because
he lives in a garage. And you could see them.
Nope.
And, like, they were making noises. And I swear one was going to fall through the roof.
Nope. Yeah, I delivered
like,
grain the other day.
Here.
No way. All right, I have a funny article.
Wait, what were you talking about before I so rudely cut you off?
So see, I'm bad. Vermin is vermin because they're bad. So they're the reason why we have the plague. Okay, so rats.
You have the what?
It's the reason why we have the plague.
Oh.
So, okay.
Oh, the plague.
Yeah.
You said to play. I was like, oh, okay.
Like Ratatouille style.
That would be a great YouTube video.
Oh, another bug.
YouTube.
Look at, see another bug. Oh my God. Hold on.
Maybe this is kind of an old building, dude. Maybe
I just killed the bug.
Humanitarianism is out the window. It lasted what? Two
Five
and
seconds.
A half minutes.
It's struggling. You should help it. You should finish it
dude,
off.
That thing is like twitching because its insides don't match anymore, dude. That's what's going on.
Good.
Been rearranged on the floor.
I hope it thinks twice about coming to our radio show again.
Well, it's not going to think anymore. Don't you worry.
Maybe it can get a sign language name.
Okay. Back to serious stuff.
Okay. Should we, like, do a ceremony?
About it? Should we do, like, a burial, right? It's just looking at her now.
Spectacles, testicles, wallet watch. There is my point. So here's the vermin after I just killed one. So I came up with this plan because at my other stable that my horse is at, I guarantee you I'm going to be the one to step on it with barefoot, mm-hmm. too.
Oh, I'm sure. We're both barefoot.
I'm leaving it for the next girl that comes in here. Ah, bug!
I love it. I feel so sorry.
I should write a little post-it that said, I did it. DJ Nova killed this bug. Okay, so my idea was this. You take a giant garbage can and you put a big plastic bag, one of those like hefty bags on top of it, and you put food, like horse food, because they love grain. I mean, that is like the cream of the crop.
That's probably why they're in a barn, right?
It's a pain in the ass, okay? They eat it all and then it becomes bad, but anyway, you put it on top of that. So you train the rats to go there. 6 days after, oh no, the bucket's filled up with water and there's a hole in the trash bag. Now you've got 50 dead rats that drowned. That's how I feel about them.
Wow, I think I lost you somewhere in your story there. Like, just the genocide came to mind, you know? That was the ending
it's
of the story.
It's a problem.
It is a problem.
When
yes,
I'm turning
yes.
over grain buckets and there's mice running everywhere.
Oh, see, mice, I'm kind of like, okay, cool, you can stay here for outdoors. But
when they come in hundreds, you'll say something different.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Because what's happening is they're chewing on horses' feet.
Okay, that's just weird.
That's why. What they're doing is, and some horses like it. Some horses, they have this thing called a chestnut, which is up on the upper part of their knee. It's their evolutionary toe. Some horses like it when you peel it off. It's like fingernails. They like it. It itches. It's like it when, do you pick at your cuticles?
Oh, I pick at everything.
Okay, so yeah. So it's like
general.
That, and it feels good, right?
Yeah.
The horses sometimes like it. Some horses don't.
Is it like biting your nails?
Yes.
Yeah. See, I understand that.
And it's got high in protein and everything like that. I mean, but until you get to meat, then it's a problem. So when the horses
they
go, they eat the feet. So they chew down until it's bloody. So then our horses go lame and it's a problem.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Dude, horses have a lot of ailments, I have to say.
Well, and yes and no. I mean, they're healthy as a horse until they're not healthy.
Healthy as a horse.
It's true. They're healthy until they're not healthy.
Expensive veterinary services out of them all.
But if you actually think about it, for the amount that they are used and what they can go through, it's actually not that bad. I mean, yeah, it's ridiculous. And since I'm having a baby now instead of a horse, in a way, it's like having a baby.
A horse or the baby?
Both. I mean, in a sense, actually, the baby's less money because you don't pay rent on your baby because you're already there.
Are you kidding? You do pay rent on your baby.
Well, I know, but in that sense of like where you're already paying rent. Like, Justin and I are paying
rent. Okay, so here's the basic formula for Marin County.
Okay, I have to change the song. We have to find a way to change
the song. Yeah, see, now she wants to change the song. Damn it. Darn it. Excuse me.
I won't be able to figure
this out.
I'll
try not to cuss. Say bad things.
This song is so annoying. Oh, look at this.
Next.
I figured it now. Drop now.
No, don't do that. Drop. Don't say drop now.
I don't know how to do this. Next, F9. I don't know how to do this.
Do we not have an F9 on the keyboard?
No, probably not.
You have to push F.
No, you don't just press
F
and 9.
I'm a Mac user. I'm a Mac user. I have a computer. I mean, I used to be a PC person. I grew up on PCs. But seriously, like once you get forget.
But I don't want to press something scary and have it be.
Yeah, but you have to push the FN button, which I don't see where that is.
It's fine. Don't worry. All right. We'll deal with
you guys have to suffer.
No, watch this. Whoop. Oh, look. It went away.
Uh-oh.
What? No, it's fine. I just turned the music off.
Now you'll really know how our voices sound.
Well, supposedly Blink 182 is going to play Aliens Exist next, and then supposedly it's Gold Digger after that. So you know what?
See?
We could just say Shuffle.
Oh.
But
Oh. I think we should stop focusing on the
music. Okay. Anywho. Okay. So. What were we talking about?
Oh gosh.
Anywho. Okay. No, I have a funny article because you know what? Believe it or not, we only have 10 minutes left.
Wow.
See, it was painless. I told you. So much fun.
Like a Band-Aid.
Except without the ouch.
It did hurt a little bit in the beginning. I have to say, I think I have to like worry about my cholesterol now. Or not cholesterol, would it be?
Are you eating french fries before you come?
No, I'm saying because I'm like freaking out over here.
That peanut butter thingy was amazing. Oh,
don't tell people, it's my secret.
Oh, sorry. Your secret's safe with me.
No, it's the best candy bar in the world.
Can we? Okay, Bridesmaids, by the way, I watched the other day. I love that movie.
Dude, you watch that movie every time.
It makes me laugh.
You're like, you
want to
watch Bridesmaids? No.
It's my favorite movie. If there is a movie that someone else can find me that's just as funny as that, I am actually the new movie that just came out, that's coming out with the sister that got the weird tattoo of the, that she's in the new movie. She's supposed to be hilarious.
What to expect?
Is that it?
You just watched it. We just watched it, dude.
We didn't just watch it. Oh,
what to expect when you were expecting? We watched that last time I was
No. This is one about singing. That one.
She was in that one,
too. Can we talk about that, actually, for a second? Oh, she was funny in that, actually.
She was.
I like her.
Breast milk.
She. I read a book called Milk It. It's about breastfeeding.
She wrote it, yeah.
Well, the funny part is, it's like that book. So we actually have the book Everybody Poops at our stable because the first time a horse poops, everyone's like, oh, wow. I'm like, yep, it comes out in tiny pebbles.
Tiny? I wouldn't call them tiny, dude. If I got hit over the head with one of those, it would definitely cover the radius of my face.
That is the glorified moment of my job when kids are picking back feet and I simply watch the horse's tail come up and poop comes down.
Oh, have you seen that hippopotamus video online?
You and online videos. You and snakes.
Dude, YouTube. I swear to God, it knows me. It's so horrible. Once they came up with that like thing to like guess the videos that you're going to be that you'll be interested in,
it's over.
It's like I just get on this like trail.
See,
4 hours later.
You have amazing.
I know all about tsunamis.
Oh my God. No, I can't watch that. I'm crying. See, the thing is, okay, so I wasn't able to watch the U.S. Olympics and as an equestrian, I really wanted to watch the Olympics.
Don't get proper in this room.
Hey, man.
We're padded walls.
It's no. I'm going to wear my Velcro
this
suit next time.
This is a sacred space.
I'm going bonkers. So, okay. So, I wanted to watch the Olympics, the equestrian part, and the gymnastics. Because I think it's just amazing what people can do with their bodies. Like, if I could be resurrected, I'd come back as a dancer with the amazing ability to bend my body in that way. and have coordination and be able to dance with a guy that looks like he just came out of a washboard rack with his abs. Like, look, like this wall. Like, if my man could have, like, abs like that, I'd be just awesome. Sorry, Justin. I love you, too. I just, we're going to get fat together.
Oh, my
together.
God. I just had a total brain fart.
Did you?
Oh, my God. Can I tell you?
Yes,
can I tell
you? It was a spider web.
It was a very small spider web.
We need to have a little sound thing that goes like, spider web.
We need a button.
Spider web.
Stuart, if we could get a button for my spider webs, I'd be really appreciative.
We actually should ask how we could do that.
Yeah, we should figure that.
Anyways, a soundboard. But anywho, continue.
Here's my idea. Okay. Mm. I think we should get Justin and Sterling in here for one session and like have them talk about the cleaning.
Oh, God. I think that's really bad.
Oh, yeah. You're right. You're right.
You know what we should. You're right. I do think that's a great idea. If we can have padded walls and a armored ceiling or wall between us with bulletproof glass.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
And we have to leave in separate cars.
I think it's not the, everybody that's in a relationship understands this part. It's not really what happens in the moment in the scene of the crime. It's the like drive home afterwards that you have to.
It's like we go to therapy.
And that's everybody. That's not just my boyfriend. It's me. It's, you know, your mailman, your milkman, all the people that have sex with your wife.
I don't have sex with anyone, which is why I'm... That's the thing. Can we talk about this whole, like, having sex thing? Okay, so that's the thing that was making me laugh, because whenever I would use the word pregnant, I felt knocked up versus, like, you're going to be grandparents or we're having a baby. It sounds a little more planned. That's where I'm going with this whole pregnancy thing now. That
Mom,
was my
Dad,
spider
web. I'm knocked up.
No, that is how I feel about the word pregnancy.
Really?
Seriously, I do.
Should we call it your gestation?
That makes me feel like I have a food baby.
Or you have an alien growing in
your stomach. Or like I'm going to fart or something like that. Like gestation sounds like you have bad gas.
Indigestion.
That was my favorite part about what to expect when expecting when they're walking into the baby shower and she's like, the baby farted.
Oh,
he's
no.
Like, he was like, oh my God, you smelled so bad. It was the baby. It was the baby. Everybody she walks by just gets this look on her face. Oh gosh, that's gonna be Thanksgiving.
Oh right.
Turkey and I just don't, this just doesn't work.
Yeah, and now that your body's on like hypersensitive awareness.
Well, Justin,
I'm making
already
a baby. Hello.
Should like, I walk around the baby farted bombs. T-shirt
and it'd be even funny if you're still pregnant.
Right.
I think we just crack ourselves up, seriously.
Oh, Lordy.
I hope there's other people in the world that find us funny. We're not just cracking out on our own jokes.
Justin's we're going to come home and he's going to be like, yeah.
He's just going to SMH.
I didn't get to talk about the awkward
shaking
drive
my
home.
Head.
I don't even think he knows that acronym.
That's why I spelled it out, just in case anybody did. Oh, dude. It's my song.
Is it?
No, I'm so kidding. Inside joke.
You're a gold digger, aren't you?
Yeah, that's exactly what I am.
Sterling, watch out. Is he listening?
No, he's not listening. No, I didn't want to tell him. I didn't want to tell him because I was so nervous. I didn't tell him anything.
And like a Band-Aid, was it bad?
It was. I mean, I had a lot of stress in the beginning. I'm not going to discount that, okay?
Like eyes were popping out of your head.
Seriously, I really started to get nauseous. Like I felt dizzy.
Are you pregnant?
No, I'm not. I'm not.
That's how I found out.
No.
I was like throwing up over horses and I was like, this is not a good idea. Like,
over
what's
horses.
Going on?
It's her job and she threw up.
No,
that's
seriously.
A very good indicator, I have to say.
Well, the day after I found out, I was like, oh my God, this is really happening. And then I rode in a lesson and I hadn't told any of my other instructors. And I have two instructors that are above me. And she's like, you're going to jump this really pain in the ass horse. And I'm just like, great, I'm pregnant. I should be jumping. Mm-hmm. But it's okay. One more day will be fine. I haven't jumped since. But
oh,
still.
Oh my gosh.
Thank God I stayed on because that horse was a total ass.
Auntie Leo over here is going to keep you.
No, don't worry.
On track.
Auntie, everybody at the stable is already like, why are you riding? I'm so worried about you.
24-hour care and supervision.
Jesus Christ, help us. And Justin is being actually really nice to me. And except he wasn't about the whole cleaning thing, which I kind of do deserve, but... It was like,
we both deserve it. I mean, the problem lies in the like what people find important. That's what it is. Like that's what I figured out with Sterling. Like he and I disagree about things, but at the end of the day, like I find certain things important that he doesn't find important, and he has to struggle to try to like meet those things for me, and I have to do the same thing. It's all about compromise.
I mean, I really am sorry though. It's
and
like
that's the
but the thing is like I hadn't slept. Okay, here's what I get to say to Justin without him being able to talk to me. You can't text back to this. Haha. I was tired. I haven't slept in 2 days, like, and I finally got to sleep last night, which is awesome. But still, see that the music even agrees with me. And then, so I was able to sleep. I slept until 10 o'clock. I'm so sorry. Like, that's just how this works. And then, like, by the time I took the dogs out, I got stuff done in Dominican here, because I guess you have to pay money to get your diploma, which is sort of an anomaly in my case. But, and then, by then, I didn't want to look ugly to go get him. I took a bath and blow dried my hair and straightened it, and then found out I don't fit in any of my freaking pants. So I had a meltdown about that. And then by then, it was time to get going. It takes a lot to be a girl.
Hmm. It does. Except for I'm not really good at being a girl.
You're not helping, Leo.
I'm not really good at being a girl.
Dustin, you're not listening to this. I'm not either, but I'm a good girl.
She got sassy, guys.
Right?
The Jersey waitress has entered the building.
Oh, I love that. I use that now. I'm like, I have the knowledge of a Jersey waitress, therefore yeah. You should listen to me.
That was one day we were sitting down and DJ Nova was telling me, just talking to me, giving me, spitting all this kind of sass my way. But it was like, you know, it was like knowledgeable sass. So like, I was like, you have more spunk. Wait, what did I say? You have more something than a Jersey waitress.
I don't know.
Ugh, it'll come. We came up with Volkman.
Voldemort. Ooh, I think this is a good song to end on, because if it's death metal, I'm going to flip out. I hate death metal. No. Sounds sad.
I don't know.
It sounds like it's
I've
sad.
I've heard of them before. I don't really know who they are. I'm sure. I don't say who it is. I don't want to get in trouble with their fans.
You know what's going to be really hard is deciding on a name, because I'm for my baby. This is where we're going with this.
My baby.
I don't think the Hulk is appropriate. I'm just kidding.
I don't think Justin would approve.
No, you know, we're going to have a really hard time deciding on this. Oh my God, look what time it is. 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
You guys, guess what? That was our first radio show. So you're listening to The Bare Necessities on radio.dominican.edu. It is now 8 o'clock and we are closing.
Thanks for bearing with us.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Cheesy, right?
All right, you guys, we'll see you next week at 7 o'clock here at radio.dominican.edu on Tuesday nights. Have a good one, you guys.
Bye.